Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again. So in this, I'm talking about Russia's second mobilization. Now that the so-called special military operation has been going on for just over a baker's dozen of months, you may remember September and October last year, there was a mobilization. Now there are two annual drafts for the Russian military, as in when they call up young men, usually aged 18, to do their 1 year of obligatory military training, and I'm completely civilian, but military people tell me it takes at least a few months to turn someone into a half decent soldier. So that's routine that goes on anyway. By this mobilization, I mean calling back people who've usually already done their 1 year of military service. In a few cases, they hadn't. So it's quite easy to avoid. If you register as living abroad, even if you actually spend a few months a year in Russia, if you're studying abroad, if you've got enough money, you can get a doctor to falsely diagnose you permanently medically unfit for military service, even if you're actually fighting fit. But so they're calling up people who've already done the military service, or in some cases haven't done it, and put it into the army. But under Russian law, conscripts cannot be obliged to fight outside Russia. But there have been increasing signs, and there have been media reports in the Russian media and the international media, that their call-up of military-age men is already underway. And, for example, in Udmurtia region, the governor of the region, he went on television to persuade people that nobody's going to be conscripted, but he did request that men volunteer to defend the fatherland, which, of course, is a huge lie, since the fatherland's not under attack. Is Russia, which is invading Ukraine. And it's true that Ukraine have shot a few things into Russia, but that's only self-defensive. And they've only started doing that since Russia launched its illegal war of unprovoked aggression and committed numerous huge-scale atrocities in Ukraine. And again, this proven crime against humanity in breach of the Geneva Convention, kidnapping thousands of children and taking them across the border. So international child abduction on an enormous scale. Anyway, it goes along with the Kremlin's narrative that somehow Russia's under threat, that Russia's the victim here. So it's just victim blaming. So last year, conscription upset public opinion. So the government is likely to try and avoid that. And about 1 million Russian citizens fled abroad. Many of them stayed abroad. At least 400,000 young men have stayed abroad since then. Some of those who left last autumn have drifted back. And it's obviously not just young men, it's sometimes their wives, their children have gone with them, which is not fantastic for a country which wants to boost its population. And all right, in the illegally occupied areas, Russia's gained a few hundred thousand citizens, and by kidnapping thousands of children, well, that's one way to boost your population. So Russia's spring offensive is certainly underway. I can't say it's well underway, as they've gained just a few kilometres, but sustained serious casualties. I mean, conservative estimates would say... you know, it's in the tens of thousands. Even if it was like 5,000 killed and 10,000 wounded, that's still well over 10,000. And that's one of the lower estimates. So there are 85 Russian federal subjects, I think called oblasti or autonomous republics. And in 42 of them, call-up papers have already been sent out. So there was one pro-Kremlin media website which said that the target is to recruit 400,000 men. Now, the Russian government itself has actually not stated any target, as indeed they didn't officially state one last time, but it leaked out that the goal was to recruit 300,000, which appears to have been achieved. So why do they really need to recruit more men? Remember, they invaded over a year ago with about 200,000. It's thought they've sustained over 200,000 casualties, maybe 50,000 killed, 150,000 wounded. Now, some of those wounds might be very slight, just a bruise, a broken toe or something like that, a few drops of blood, and these people completely recover and can enter the fray again. Everything up to right to being like a quadruple amputee or something, or blind and deaf or whatever. So some people are definitely hors de combat permanently. Right, so just to replace the losses, really, give some people a break, because they've served months, years, or whatever. And they say that when you invade, you need a 3-to-1 advantage, which Russia obviously easily had in artillery and tanks and aircraft, still performed poorly, but in actual soldiers on the ground, it was nothing like that. And Ukraine has obviously beefed up its armed forces, has conscripted people. The economy isn't functioning ordinarily, so a lot of people just don't need to be doing things like working in hotels or whatever, are doing lots of office jobs, though some ordinary economic activity is still going, but they're able to mobilize much more of their population. And as so many women and children have left, men who are doing jobs ancillary to them don't need to do them in many cases. But there are some women and children there, and some Ukrainians have fled, have gone back, because in Western Ukraine, life can go on almost as normal. It's not really, they're not really under so much threat. So anyway, so Putin's spokesman, Peskov, said that there is no new way of conscription. He completely ruled it out a few weeks ago. So if he rules it out, you know this is going to happen, because he's such a Pinocchio. So American analysts in particular suspect that, you know, a major mobilization is imminent, if not already underway, because Russia's always advertising for volunteers. There was a huge billboard just went up in Moscow the other day, but almost nobody's coming forward, and I wonder why. So it seems that the Kremlin is being much more cunning about this time, and they're going to do it step by step in one region, then the next, and the next, and not do it all of a sudden and nationwide. This is salami tactics. So the people don't notice. It's like boiling a frog. So the Russian army just doesn't have the logistics to cope with hundreds of thousands of men being drafted all at once, as they screwed up last September, because they had the bits and pieces of uniform. You'd have the trousers, not the tunic or whatever, have a helmet which didn't fit, barracks with no beds, not enough food. So it was really disorganized chaos, because they gradually wound down the system for a massive call up over the last 20 years, tried to have a smaller, lighter, more nimble, highly trained army instead of this fairly untrained mass. Well, that didn't really work out. Some conscripts were sent to Ukraine, despite it being against the law to do that. And Putin, you might remember, at the beginning of the war, told that lie. He said he could guarantee the wives and girlfriends of these young men that none of them, that no conscript would be sent into Ukraine. Well, they have been, and it's even he acknowledged. Now, Russia has declared five regions of Ukraine to be part of Russia. So if you send them to Kherson or Zaporizhia, Luhansk, Donetsk, Crimea, then according to a Russian legal fiction, they're not being sent into Ukraine. They're being sent to Novorossiya. So since July, Russia's been advertising for more men to volunteer, but that's not been happening. They're promised high salaries, sometimes like five times the average salary. But there are numerous reports that they're underpaid, they're paid late, or in some cases, they're not paid at all. Now, that could be because, again, the army's bureaucracy simply can't cope with this sudden expansion. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing and figure out this is the person to pay. And it could be also that they're cash strapped because the economic difficulties are already beginning to show. Go back to the 90s when soldiers weren't paid for months and weren't even fed either and were often malnourished, were hired out by their as laborers by their officers, little more than slaves. Anyway, so the defense minister last year said the armed forces were going to be increased in manpower from 1 million to 1.5 million and woman power. So Russia is changing the age limits of volunteers from 18 to 27, and were conscripts 18 to 27 up to 21 to 30. He thought people find it more acceptable if you draft people slightly later, so they're extending childhood into the early 20s. So was that anarchic mobilization 2022? And that's why they're trying not to do that, rushing through people through basic training, sending them to battle in some cases after a week's training. So they want to avoid that. But I suppose it was an urgent situation to stop the front collapsing. And Prigozhin, months ago, said the front could collapse. I don't think that's the case, actually. And Russia's actually built quite good defenses behind where they are pushed back 10 or 20 kilometers. They've got fairly good defenses. Even they are learning this war, as the Ukrainians have been saying. Anyway, so there's a rumor that there are recruitment targets for every region, and these take into account population. However, the most economically underprivileged regions and those which are principally inhabited by ethnic minority people have disproportionately high targets. The Buryat ethnic minority, they've been killed in huge numbers. So, you know, they might be dying out anyway. Yakut people, Ingushetian people, Dagestanis, Chechens, Bashkirs, Tatars, and so on. So in March this year, some men were asked to go to the local enlistment center to update their data just so they could check, you know, the authorities could check, have we got your everything right, name, date of birth, telephone number, address, and in a few cases were conscripted on the spot. So people are getting wary, might go into hiding about it. So anyway, 31 regions have already sent out requests for men to report to these enlistment centers just to verify their details. So it seems that the second mobilization is already in progress, but it's slower and more discreet than the 2022 mobilization. So some people think this will pass me by because the last place to get it will be Moscow. So if you're a well-heeled Moscovite, you're not going to be drafted. There's already a unit for those who are well-connected that's actually fighting in Ukraine. And these elite boys, they're well behind the line. They're sort of 50 kilometers from danger. So they can be fighting without risking their hide. Okay, I don't blame them. I would do the same if I had to fight. So the reservists have been put through a refresher course because some years after you leave the army, you are a reservist because their military skills may have atrophied and then they can be sent to the front line. So anyway, on April Fool's Day, 170,000 males who have recently reached the age of 18, they are due to start their compulsory military service. But the mobilization is in addition to this. So it's happening. So, this will boost Russia. Obviously, they will have more troops and numbers count for something. And it perhaps won't be as disorganized as last time. They won't be so ill-trained. They've actually turned to the Belarusians to train some of their troops because they just don't have the numbers to train this huge influx of conscripts. Thanks for watching my channel. So please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.